How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Recovery.
The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show for you. Off to a good Wednesday start, I hope. You know what? You're almost officially pretty much halfway through your week. That's got to be a blessing, right? In this hour, before Melissa and Susan come on, we have so much to go over in history and what's going on behind the scenes right now in government. Oh, man, do we have a loaded show again. By the way, just wanted to mention Catherine Austin Fitz coming on November the 6th. I have Sherry Tenpenny coming on telling you what's in the horrid vaccine coming our way on Tuesday. I've got Steve Wahlberg coming on talking about the apocalypse tomorrow. It's like jump off a cliff radio. And I've got, just a slew of guests I'm actually working on booking right now. So I'll let you know when they're booked. Anyway, I'm excited. And excited for all of us because we all get to learn something from all of these people. And they're all fantastic. Alan Stevo, who wrote the book on Bitcoin, comes on. Also writes for Mises, Mises.org, is coming on Friday as well. And I think Joel Skousen. So pretty much loaded week here. And with the election coming up, what a great thing. So in order to get rolling today, we're going to be talking about the ballot. I also want to talk a little bit about Dr. Angela Dunn. And I want to talk just a little bit about how she was installed February 15th as well. And I'll go over that a little bit more. Ben McClintock from Defending Utah, how are you?
Hey, fantastic. So good
excellent.
To be with you.
I promised we would go over the ballot today. And of course, I turn to Ben with all of his expertise as he's combed through these constitutional amendments to tell us what to avoid. And I'll go through the ballot a little bit and we'll kind of discuss maybe some different people than you'd expect. And I will discuss some of the judges. I've done some homework on the judges as well. So let's talk constitutional amendments. And by the way, if you haven't yet, go to defendingutah.org, support their show, support their mission, support what they're about. They're putting out terrific, amazing documentaries. I was blown away. And so you just have to check this stuff out. Anyway, defendingutah.org, what can I say? You guys are doing great work.
Thank you.
You bet.
We just revamped the website, so we're pretty excited.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys are really on a mission, and I really like that.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about the proposed, let's start with proposed Constitutional Amendment A. And usually, by the way, when I'm looking at constitutional amendments, I'm going to err to the side of caution to say no a lot.
Yeah.
Because, right?
Right.
Okay. Because that's usually the trickery involved right now is like way over the top. So, okay.
Well, and it's stuck there. You can't just repeal it next session. It's there.
Right. And this is an amendment.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's start out with A.
You got to make sure that it's there, and these are things that so to become an amendment, just as some little bit of background, it goes through the legislative session, and so some of these were passed the last session earlier this year, some of them were passed in 2019, and then they go to be voted on by the people. So
should I play? Should I play Schoolhouse Rock? Just kidding, because it's so horrid. I always laugh. I laugh about Schoolhouse Rock because we played that one day and I played it on a YouTube. And I said, this is just such horrid education. It's like, oh, let the bill be a bill. Any idea should become a law. And I mean, it just trained us to think in these terms. Yeah. Okay, let's start out with.
Do whatever you want.
Right? Let's start out with Constitutional Amendment A.
A. This is about getting rid of gender in the Constitution.
Oh boy.
And so it changes all the language in there to be gender neutral, and which is kind of silly because there's not really a problem right now. It's not a thing. This is all about, you know, this isn't like the end of the world if it passes, but it's also why change it? This is not necessary. This is all about changing the culture to get everybody to accept this idea that there are no genders. And, you know, if you're a congresswoman or a legislator, legislator's already a gender-neutral term. Senator's already a gender-neutral term. Defendant is a gender-neutral term. There's no reason to do this except for propaganda reasons.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like we said, err on the side of caution, a big fat no. Okay, so no on the gender. I can't even imagine something so stupid. But anyway, so Constitutional Amendment B.
So this one is all about the requirements of being eligible to be elected to office in the state of Utah. So currently, it's different for like federal office. So, for example, Ben McAdams doesn't live within his district. Mm. But for state offices, there are requirements that while a legislator or while, you know, governor, well, governor, obviously, but like, you know, local office, senator, state senator, state representative, they all have, they have certain things. They've got to be a citizen. They've got to be 25 years old. They have to live in the district that they represent.
Okay.
This would change it to be, you only have to meet this criteria during the election. When you're elected, you have to fit this criteria. Afterwards, once you've been elected, those criterias no longer apply. So you can move anywhere you want to. You don't have to live, you know, you just have to move. You can be a carpetbagger. You can live in California. And then during the election, you move back to Utah to get elected, is what this amendment would do. Currently, you have to live in the district. You have to be 25. You have to be a citizen. But with this amendment, that would just say just during the election. And then after the election, all bets are off.
Like Romney?
Correct. Well, he's a federal office, so that doesn't apply to him anyways. He can live it wherever he wants.
Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking.
So like Don Ipson. Don Ipson would no longer have to live in St. George. He would have, he could live where, he could do whatever he wanted after the election.
I can't even imagine casting a vote for Don Ipson, but okay. okay. I mean, he's just, his record is just so horrific. Okay. Shall the Utah Constitutional Amendment C, shall the Utah Constitution be amended to make the following changes to the Constitution's ban on... slavery and involuntary servitude. Yeah. Okie dokie. Let's hear this one. Boy.
You know, if you're against this, you're against, you're in favor of slavery.
I love slavery. Jeez. Gosh. Go ahead.
So the big red flag was, right, the Buckshot Caucus.
Oh, come on.
The people that call themselves the Utah Illuminati are the ones pushing this really hard. I'm like, okay, that's weird. Why is this really an issue right now? Is there a big problem going around with everybody becoming slaves?
Yeah.
Well, except for taxpayers, you know, of course, to the government. But
are we 1840? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's one of these things, just like a lot of bills, it's a lot of bait and switch. You have to go to the actual text as opposed to the short overview they give in the beginning of the section. And so what this would actually do is it actually opens up the way for slavery, which is bizarre because it actually, it's so you go down to the section, it says right now, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the, within the state. They're striking that out. That's how they're getting rid of slavery, is they're saying basically you have to, because then it, there's a new section that says that this section does not apply to the otherwise lawful administration of the criminal justice system. And so now this basically says that before, so currently, right, you have to be convicted of a crime. If you're serving time in prison, you can make license plates and they don't have to pay you. Okay. So, but you've been convicted by a jury. Now that, now under the Amendment C, that requirement would be taken out. And now just any kind of random, just a judge just says something and all of a sudden they can make you an involuntary, you can, they can put you in involuntary servitude to the state.
Yeah.
So it takes away due process. So this is completely 1984. They're claiming that they're taking away slavery, but they're actually making it easier for you to be a slave of the state without due process.
Oh my gosh. So against, okay. Right? Against.
Yep.
Okay. for the person out there going, what? What did he just say? Against. Okay. So far against, right? Let me see.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes it easy. It really does. Straight Republican ballot, you know, straight Democrat ballot. This should be a straight no or a straight yes.
It really does. Okay. Constitutional Amendment D.
So this is the rewrite a provision relating to water rights.
Okay.
So it seems kind of innocuous, but what's really interesting about it is it does two things. It takes away the right of your city to be able to sell water rights, but it also attacks privately owned water districts and makes it easier for cities and counties to gulp them up and put and to take away those areas and gulp them into the government water system and getting rid of private water systems.
Just what we need, more control by the water districts who have put 10 years of budget ahead, you know, for a rainy day. Better continue to up our prices. It gets exhausting.
Those rainy day funds for the water district. I mean, come on.
I mean, come on. The irony. So against.
I would say so.
Yeah. Constitutional Amendment E.
This, quote-unquote, preserves your right to hunt and fish. Now, that's what it says, but when you, on the actual, you know, on the explanation thing, but when you actually go to the language, which is, of course, near the bottom, where you've already said, well, these are the arguments, you know, you go to the language, what will actually become part of the Constitution. Because these guys really, like, they've studied 1984, and they're trying to apply it as best as they can in this doublespeak. Because they claim that this is protecting your right, but what it actually does is it gives the government more control.
Okay.
In the bill, it's in actual language of the amendment, it would say this right under subsection 1 includes the right to traditional methods to hunt and fish. And subject only to statute and rules and regulations adopted as provided by statute. So you've got the right unless we take it away. So right now in the Constitution, they have no authority to take away your right to feed yourself and to protect your family.
Mm-hmm.
This gives, under the Constitution, the legislature the authority to take away your rights and claiming, no, we're not taking it away. We're just regulating it according to statute.
Who's behind these? They're all different.
They're all different. Yeah. Just different legislators. And then, of course, I guarantee you they didn't write them. Some lobbyists came to them and presented it to them. And so a lot of hunters and a lot of gun rights people are thinking this is a great thing because they're only reading the title and not reading the language. And so it's important that you look at that. It's actually opening of the door for increased regulation.
Jeez. Okay, we're going to come right back a little bit more on this when we come back. Kate Daly Show, Ben McClintock, DefendingUtah.org. You can ask questions. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee, but I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will, but today I am still just a Bill.
Aw, poor Bill. He's just an idea. Just wants to get in there. We don't have enough laws. Oh, my gosh. Did we realize we were training to be Democrats? Did we even get that memo? I don't think so. Gosh, just let the bill go through. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything's a good idea. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Ben McClintock from DefendingUtah.org. I'm going to take a phone call, too. And then also, I just wanted to mention, get over to Dr. Diet. If you're trying to lose some weight, they are the people to go to. They know what they're doing, and they're awesome. And this was the way I did it. In fact, you know what? I don't know of a better way, because you'll try on your own, but it's very, very hard to lose weight on your own. And you probably know that already, right? So make sure you just go down to Dr. Diet and just get her done, because I'm telling you, they're that good. They've got all kinds of different homeopathic doctors and MDs, all kinds of staff to help you, and with all kinds of avenues to help you with, and a lot of things in their arsenal, appetite suppressant, you name it, they've got it, and B12 shots, all kinds of stuff to get that metabolic rate going. Go to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet. Okay, I got a caller for you. Go right ahead, caller.
I'm just wondering, when it comes to these ballot initiatives that you're talking about, where did these come from? It seems that this is a way to go around the idea that we have a representative that's supposed to be making laws. I don't understand why we do it other than to give the politician plausible deniability of why he didn't increase the tax rate. I don't get why we do these things. All it does is give them deniability for it. I don't know that I've ever seen a ballot initiative that was a good idea. Maybe I'm wrong. I got bit in the butt a number of times in California doing the same thing, voting for giving the teachers a pay raise or this or that. And it never came out. It always went somewhere else.
Never does.
So how is it that we live in a representative democracy, yet we don't have representatives that make laws?
We're doing it ourselves. Thank you. Now, is there a Schoolhouse Rock video for that? That's the big question. Okay, Ben, what say you?
Representative Republic, to just a clarification. And so, yeah, this is something that takes away our strips, our Republican form of government in the state of Utah by putting this up for the voters. But in our state constitution, how these amendments happen is that the legislature passes it by a supermajority, and then it can go to the ballot to be voted on by the people as the ratification. And so, yeah, I mean, you look at states, California was mentioned. What they're doing is they're legislating by ballot initiative. And so now it's in the Constitution, and there's nothing I can do about it. Plausible deniability.
Well, what's really strange is I thought we had a supermajority of Republican conservatives. How'd these things even get on the ballot?
Oh, it's amazing. I don't know.
Slavery, gender. I mean, really? And making sure that you get your hunting a little bit more preyed upon, shall I say? Anyway, interesting.
Most of these, too, when they were voted on, were, I mean, not all of them, but a good chunk of them were unanimous when they came through. This next one we're going to talk about was unanimous in the Senate, but there were 24 no votes, but it was 50 yes. And so these conservative Republicans are
selling us down the river. Okay, so let's go over Constitution Amendment F and G.
F. Okay. So that's I love that it's given the F designation. So right now, according to the Constitution, there's a set date every year. The legislature has 45 days, and it starts on one day, and then it ends 45 days later, excluding state and federal holidays.
Okay.
What this would do is it would say we can start in any day in January.
What?
And it says that. It would now include state holidays as days off, and so it would expand the legislative session. It wouldn't be counting state holidays.
They've already done that through legislative special sessions that they have every 5 minutes.
Oh, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
It's just not quite enough. We just live in a state of anarchy and chaos, and they have to just meet there just a few more days to get some more laws through, you know?
How many laws passed in the last session?
Over 500.
Oh, I guess we weren't...
1,300 that were introduced.
They weren't legislated enough. That's perfect. I don't even know what they could come up with next. Honestly, after doing this for 9 years, I'm just not even sure what they could possibly dream up.
Well, I hope none of them are listening because they might take that as a challenge.
Oh, my gosh. They already have. So, no on Amendment F. Let's curtail that a bit and put them back in their place. What about G?
G, this is the one that says that, so currently your property taxes go 100% towards government schools. This would say now a portion of them go to help those children and those with disabilities. Now, you know, nobody wants to be heartless. Nobody wants to say, I want to have children not having government funds if they're hungry or whatever. Nobody wants to say that. Well,
yeah. But they've been after this money for a while.
Is it? Exactly. And so what this does, because right now all of your property taxes go to government schools, now a portion of them would be taken away from government schools. And you know what that means is the government schools are not going to be going without money.
Mm.
And so what this would do is it says, well, now a portion of our funding is going to those that are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And so now our schools aren't getting the funding that they used to. So we need to raise either property taxes even higher to meet the new, you know, separation, mm-hmm. or your sales tax is going to, some other tax is going to have to go up now that a certain portion of this is no longer going to government schools. So this is a backdoor approach. They're not promoting it as a way to raise taxes for, you know, X for roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've done this thing four times in a row of they're trying to raise taxes for roads. Or for, you know, our schools now. Remember that mm-hmm. thing that they tried 2 years ago?
Sure.
This is the same exact thing, but they're not saying that we're raising taxes, but it's a tax increase because it's splitting the tax base that is currently exclusive to one area and splitting it up. And the only way to be able to keep the spending level the same is to raise one, either your property tax or a different tax. So this is a tax increase.
Yeah.
By any other name.
So you do this, and then of course they have to raise it because they wouldn't have another choice.
Exactly.
And they have been so sneaky trying to get a hold of these funds. I mean, they have done everything they could possibly do to go around the people to do this, right?
Exactly. Yep.
I wonder if Brad Last is behind this. I know that he's behind most of the tax bills. He's the one that helps write those. And so this would not surprise me if that was the case. I don't know for certain, but it just reeks of that.
Well, there were only five no votes in the House of Representatives and only two no. So even if it wasn't Brad Last that introduced it, I'm sure he voted for it.
My gosh. So the sneaky sneakies of all the Constitution amendments, please vote no. So one of the judges, Dave Mortensen, I was looking at his, you know, he actually had a really good decision on eminent domain. And he actually ruled in favor of one of the largest cases of that. UDOT was going after this guy's land. The guy wouldn't sell, but he actually ruled in favor of, or gave his opinion in favor of, the landowners. That's usually kind of rare. So I was actually excited to see that. Jill Pullman, so the other judges are good. Local judges are good. Jill Pullman was an interesting one because she actually had a decision of an ex-cop that tried to whistleblow on his chief of police. And she actually threw it out because he didn't think about Christmas Day, and he didn't do the 60-day, you have to do it within the 60-day realm, so off by one day because he wasn't counting the holiday, and she threw it out. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good to me. Mm-hmm. Because if she does that in that case, I'm wondering what all of her other cases are, and I haven't had time to go through all of her other cases, but I get kind of worried about that, so I would always judge on the air. I err on the side of saying no to a judge when I see something bad come across where I go, ooh, you know, that was a whistleblower that took a lot of courage probably to whistleblow. So, you know, something's wrong there. Who would you take for governor?
I'm not excited about any of them. You know, there's the write-in candidate that is hard to pronounce.
Madeline.
Madeline, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one that I think, you know, is even though she's not, you know, there's some areas where she has to grow, but I think she's the most teachable and would be willing mm-hmm. to listen.
Yeah, so. I'm not a huge fan of Ed. I like Madeline. I'm just not a huge fan of Ed. Ed's been on the show, and he was just going after the medical marijuana, like, crazy. And he said some just inflammatory things on the show that I brought the facts to the show, and it just, I don't know, it was just an interesting hour. And so I'm not a huge fan of him, but I like her. What about Attorney General?
Anybody but Reyes.
Yeah. I would not.
He is so I find him to be completely corrupt. And
yeah, I would not cast a vote for Reyes. You couldn't pay me to. Second district, I'd probably go libertarian on that one. I would not do Chris Stewart. Chris Stewart has done nothing but pass a 3-digit suicide phone number. He's been nothing but a peep. He's been so anti-Trump, and I don't care. Every time we get around an election, he all of a sudden like goes for Trump because he knows that'll get him some votes, and I don't like that. I don't like to use like that. Yeah. I'm not okay with that.
His excuse is for growing government. It's like, well, yeah. All the other Republicans are supporting it, so it must be okay.
Right. And right now he's trying to take some more land for land management to mm-hmm. have another park. And I'm
And he
done.
Always yeah. supports the expansion of the Patriot Act as well
yes.
as the
NDAA. Spying. He loves spying. He thinks that government is only there to keep us safe, and he wants to spy, and I don't like that at all. He was the one that also voted for people from the schools to go into your home to assess you. I'm not okay with that. He also voted for the Conservation Act that's taking people's property and giving it to the United States and keeping it in their name, but it's just a strange, strange thing. So there's been a lot of things in the last 8 years where I've been so disappointed, horrifically disappointed in Chris Stewart. So I would not cast, I couldn't cast a vote for him, but I would think about the Libertarian candidate. There are some of these races where I would go, you know what, Libertarian.
Well, Chris Stewart, I don't know if you've seen the voter guide. Mm-hmm. He is so confident that he's going to win, he didn't even bother to submit a photo or a candidate explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. He even was supporting some other candidates going, well, I need this person in office. And it's like, he's already in. And I'm sorry. When you walk around and all you can tout is the Air Force. I was in the Air Force. I don't like that. There's something wrong with that to me. And no, I want to know your understanding of the Constitution. Are you going to have a backbone and stand? And he is not one that stands. None of our people stand with the Constitution right now.
Yeah.
And so what about the 4th District, Burgess and McAdams?
Yeah, McAdams is really bad. I've talked to Burgess. He seems like a nice guy.
I hope he's teachable, and I think he's really keen on race issues and that sort of thing. I hope he's really teachable, because I know McAdams is just horrific. I mean, he's horrific, and I like Burgess. So there's that. Any other races that you wanted to talk about? It's an interesting one this year because it's bizarre. Who are you voting for president? You don't even have to answer that because it's such a loaded.
I won't answer that there, one.
You know what? There's
that's a
loaded
question.
There's a lot. Well, Kanye West is coming up on the thing.
That's who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah. There's a lot of people there.
That's what I should have said.
Right? DefendingUtah.org. Totally amazing. If you want to stay on, you can for questions. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Love DefendingUtah.org. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show Schoolhouse Rock, the Constitution. Now that we all realize what we realize, it's fun to go back and look back into the 70s and 80s and find out what we were coerced into thinking through the medium of TV and playing this kind of stuff. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get your hot tub. What are you waiting for? Bullfrog is the very best made hot tub out there. They last the longest. They're amazing. Plus, they're just designed so people love them. And I mean, what are you waiting for? Get it done. And also swim spa. Swim spas are great for exercise and great on the joints. And you can take it with you if you move. So I can't imagine a more perfect way to go. Plus, they're so inexpensive. Do it. Swim spas are awesome, and they create a current, and the kids, the grandkids can swim in them. They're awesome. I love it. Okay, so we're going to take a couple of calls for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. This is Cindy from Ivins, and it was so funny because I had started filling out my ballot and then turned on the radio and there you guys were, and I didn't even know how to vote.
I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
However, I have already filled in a couple of bubbles, and now I want to change them. Are we allowed to cross those out and fill in a different bubble?
You know what? I'm not sure if you can. Can you, Ben?
It's difficult. What you want to do is you want to go to your county recorder and ask for a replacement ballot to make sure that they don't throw out your ballot.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Bet.
This has really been enlightening, and I'll encourage people to listen to this podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Cindy. Really appreciate that. I love that. That's awesome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Ben.
Hey. Hi.
You know, I could be wrong, but it doesn't
seem very difficult, just looking at what's going on, mm-hmm. to understand where the state of Utah is going. You simply have to go to any road and look far down to the left. And and where we're going is a lot closer than it used to be.
Oh,
my question for Ben is, how do we make the state of Utah back into a constitutional state without this leftist influence that seems pervasive due to political correctness?
We, on our side, have to be more
vocal.
Thanks for
that. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you. We just have to be more vocal. We're producing materials that, that are principle-based as well as, you know, things like the issue of the day. But we have a lot of principle-based materials that we're trying to put out there. And then all of us on the traditional side of the aisle, we need to stop being so passive. We have to be more engaged. We have to help to preserve the culture and to be able to restore what we've lost, because the state of Utah right now, our state officials are working hard to recruit California and New York businesses to move here, to move, to change our culture to be like those states. And so we need to work hard in making sure that we do things that will preserve our culture and to be able to educate those that are moving here to be able to say, hey, why did you leave your place? Don't make us like that. I've talked to a lot of people that they said, oh, I was a conservative in California. I moved to Utah and I'm like a left winger. Well, you know what? Because California is so insane, that's how it is. You go to a normal, Utah used to be a normal state on the traditional, you know, values. It seems extreme in other states like California. And so to be able to preserve that, we have to be more active.
Excellent. Okay. Another question for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My question is, what about the Durden for governor? I like his ads, but do you know anything more about him?
I have. I've actually interviewed him. The only thing I didn't agree with him was on the school situation. That was kind of different. I didn't like that. And it was like not in favor of I think homeschooling and all of that. We have to educate you, kind of thing. I didn't like that, but I liked some other things he said. They were good. What about you, Ben? Yeah.
Likewise, same thing.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just turned my radio down. I'm just coming into St. George. We've been up north for the summer, but I sure appreciate. Thank goodness for Alexa. We can still listen to you on Alexa.
Awesome.
So, now, I'm concerned too about what happened with this crazy desert tortoise problem.
Mm-hmm.
It came here. There was a complete farce.
Right.
Early on, and all the land they have now for the desert tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get on a committee to get all that land back.
I'd like to be a desert tortoise, to tell you the truth. I would like that land.
Oh, that is so crazy. My father brought, when he worked down in Nevada, he brought back desert tortoises. And he was the one, and he had no idea that what was going to happen.
Right.
But the desert tortoise really was not native to this area.
Well, I'd get rid of the county commissioners. They're the ones giving up our land and telling everybody there's excuses because of it. So I would do that. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. That was awesome. But, yeah. Last call. Go right ahead, caller. You're on with Ben. All right. Okay. Anything else? So, state auditor and state treasurer, we'd go Constitution Party on those.
Correct.
Okay. A lot of people go for Don Frugal Dougal. Maybe it's the nickname. I don't know. But I would probably go Constitution Party. And I can't even imagine Spencer Cox as the governor.
That's crazy.
It's like Romney. Like, we're voting for Romney. And I just can't even breathe when I think about that. He is so in favor of all of this. His latest ad is with the Democrat. Be civil in office. Be bipartisan, because you can give up your principles easily and just go with the other side. It's a bizarre, he's bizarre. Anyway, would never do it. Any parting words?
Just invite everybody to check out our new website, defendingutah.org, as well as go to our YouTube channel. Just search for Defending Utah. We've got a great new documentary on the Romans 13 helping people that are always saying, well, we got to obey the law, whatever the government says. This new documentary we did, I think, will be very helpful to help people understand where their Christian duty lies.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you, Ben. Thank you. That was awesome. DefendingUtah.org. And, of course, love the work that they do. Go support them. It's worth it. Really and truly, we don't have hardly any, you know, real free press like those guys doing investigation type of thing. So they're amazing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate.
You bet.
I'm sorry, I missed the choice for governor.
So Matt, a lot of people are writing in Madeline, and I can understand why. And I think that she would be teachable. And I'm not a huge fan of her lieutenant governor, but I like Madeline. And then I cannot vote for Spencer Cox. There's no way.
Neither can I.
Yeah. And I like Greg Jordan. The school thing caught me off guard a little bit. I like Wayne Hill. It's kind of
okay, because that was my initial choice, Greg Durden.
Uh huh. Sure. And then I think Madeline's a good choice. I think those two, I'd probably do those. Either one of those.
See her. Is she a write-in?
She's a write-in. Yes, she is
okay,
a write-in.
What is the name?
It's I'm going to get this wrong. Isn't it Katzianis? Katzianis. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, audience, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
And the first name is Madeline.
Madeline. Mm-hmm. Madeline. Yep. You got it. Thank you. Yep. You have to also write in Ed Kennedy as well. If you're going to vote for her, you have to write in Ed Kennedy or they won't accept that. So from what I've heard. So, just letting you know. Okay. So that's that. Any other questions? That's fine. I don't know. I'd go with the judges, except I don't know, Jill Pullman. I'm a little on her. I'm probably going to vote no on her. And then, the proposed constitutional amendments, all of them, no, they are bait and switches. They always usually are, just to kind of let you know. If you ever question it, always vote no. If you question anything like that, vote no. Because the constitutional amendments are kind of their way around, and I don't like that. And there's usually something pretty sneaky in it. And I had a feeling before he even came on, it was like, yeah, I'm reading through them. I'm like, oh, the bait and switches are alive and well. So always vote no on constitutional amendments. You're probably better off. And so that's that. And then also, you know, I was looking at Dr. Angela Dunn. The governor seems to listen to her and thinks she's very smart. Angela Dunn was installed on February 15th in Utah. She's not from here. She was brought in. And she was what they call an intelligence officer for the CDC, which means that she's sent out and you go investigate different kinds of sudden illnesses and things like that. So her resume says she spent some time in Sierra Leone. That doesn't mean she worked there. She was there for very long. She just went there because the CDC told her to. But I have noticed this trend. And when they installed her, there had been a person in that office of epidemiologist, state epidemiologist, for 5 years. And it looks like they kind of took her out and demoted her and brought Angela Dunn in. And then the guy that had been there 36 years, they got rid of him at the same time and said, well, basically, he's just older and could get COVID. So, I mean, it was bizarre the way that, and both of them, the people that were in, were University of Utah, spent a lot of time in the state, were from here, that kind of thing. And they bring in Dr. Angela Dunn. And she comes in, and I don't think she's very bright. Sorry. I don't. When she was asked why we're masking up our kids, she said she was doing it for the couple of letters that she gets where parents are basically in psychosis thinking they're going to die any moment. So she needed to appease them. And she is the one that said, if we get to 200 deaths, we're doing a lockdown. I mean, it was out of 3.1 million people. I mean, how ridiculous is that? So this person seems to be running our state right now, and the governor is giving her that opportunity to run the state. And we don't get a say in that. We don't get to weigh in on that ever. That's just bizarre to me. But she's the one that basically kind of sets the CDC, what do you want me to tell everybody today kind of gal. And I've actually invited her to be on the show. I really wanted to interview her, but she won't come on a show like this. So she won't. Yeah, I didn't expect her to actually come on. But I just wanted to let you know I reached out because I'm just so curious as to what she would have to say. She has about the resume that would fit inside of a thimble. She, being the head of our state like that, is surprising. They actually, when they got rid of the guy that was 36 years in, say that he left. I'm not quite sure he actually did. But anyway, they brought in the retired general from the base as the person in charge of, you know, running the health department of Utah. No medical experience whatsoever, just ground troops and boots on the ground. And that's how he was referred to by the governor. And I thought, you know, there's something really wrong with that approach, because they were basically, as they did all of this at the first of the year, you know, as COVID hit, it was like they were preparing for what was coming instead of being more or less very, very surprised by it. It's very strange to me to all of a sudden bring in a guy that wanted to run it like an operation in the military. And then you have a girl brought in by the CDC that was literally brought in February 14th or 15th and planted here. Now, the trend I've noticed is that this is going on in other states. So there were a lot of shifts of personnel that had been there forever and then all of a sudden just left. Seattle, North Carolina, Ohio, a lot of people just dismissed. And you know, when you get into that position and you are health department and you are, and all of this is swirling around the health department, it's COVID, right? You would think that those people, they would want them to stay on because of working with the state for a specific amount of time and so forth. Not so much. Not so much. They are, there's a lot of booting of people. And I find that to be kind of strange, to tell you the truth. So just wanted to, I wanted to pass that on. But our governor needs to understand that I can't imagine listening to Dr. Angela on much. Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, just real quick. It would be interesting if you could get those individuals who were let go or demoted on your program to find out the real reason why.
I will try.
And maybe their take on it too.
Yes.
It'd be really interesting to see what their thoughts are.
You got it. I will certainly put the word out. Thank you. I'll try. It's a great question there. I really, really like that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, when I was doing homework on her, I was so unimpressed because she hasn't really been in charge of anything or has done anything. Except she is the girl that will just tell you what the CDC wants you to know. That bothers me. It really does. And she's got the governor's ear completely. He likes her. He thinks she's smart. Says how smart she is all the time. I'm so unimpressed with her that I can't believe anyone listens to her. Especially after I heard her reasoning on some of these things. Anyway, I'll be right back with Melissa. We're going to go over some things you might not know. This is going to be really fun. And then Susan, be right back.